The head of a United Nations agency to control nuclear arms said today he hopes that Iran will be candid and complete in reporting details of its nuclear program by tomorrow's deadline. Inspectors have been checking various sites in Iran suspected of being used to develop nuclear weapons. The Iranians say their nuclear program is peaceful for power generation only. The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency will collect data until tomorrow and then issue a report in 3 weeks. This deadline comes at an interesting time in U.S.-Iranian relations. Earlier this week, President Bush urged Iran and Syria to do more to stop foreign terrorists entering Iraq. But administration officials also signaled their willingness to hold what they called limited talks with Iran. Joining us now to discuss these issues is George Perkovich. He's vice president at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. George Perkovich, welcome back to Day to Day. And tell us what you can about this report that comes out in 3 weeks. If it concludes that there's substantial evidence that the Iranians were trying to develop nuclear weapons, what happens then? What does the UN do? There are sanctions. What kind of sanctions?
Well, there are several options. One is that the International Atomic Energy Agency, which you mentioned, it would issue conclusions from its report and then could send those to the UN Security Council. The Security Council would then decide how it wanted to respond. Among the alternatives would be some sort of sanctions that might be sought by the U.S. for a variety of reasons, one of which is that would force Russia to quit its cooperation with Iran. But there are other options as well, which would be less draconian at this instant than sanctions.
President Bush last year said that Iran was part of the axis of evil along with Iraq and North Korea. Why is it that the administration now is saying, well, you know, we're ready to talk to these guys, at least in some kind of limited way?
Well, you know, what a difference a big war makes. It turns out that preemption and regime change, which were part of the administration's strategy going into Iraq, those are much harder to do than the administration thought. And moreover, an attack, a military option on Iran would harden the anti-Americanism there and actually not solve the nuclear problem. That leaves you one option, to try to persuade the Iranians that they're actually better off without nuclear weapons.
Let me just refer to the language that U.S. and Iranian officials used this week in kind of sending messages to one another. A senior U.S. diplomat said, "We're ready to talk to the Iranians a little bit if they just start taking our terrorism complaints seriously." And I believe it was the Iranian foreign minister replied by saying, "You know, we're ready to start talking to the Americans in some limited way if they just stop accusing us of complying with the terrorists." So I don't know how much of flexibility either side is showing the other at this point.
Well, it's interesting, actually. The terrorism issue has a symmetry that may offer a way to improve relations. And by that I mean we believe, I think with good reason, that there are al-Qaeda terrorists that have had migrated to Iran and that the Iranians may have arrested. We want Iran to hand those guys over. At the same time, there is a group that the U.S. has determined is a terrorist organization. It's an anti-Iranian terrorist organization based in Iraq. The Iranians say, okay, you want terrorists that we're holding. We want the terrorists that you guys are holding, you Americans are holding. So there might be a basis for further breakthroughs on that issue.
George, this deadline that's coming tomorrow for the inspectors, the nuclear inspectors, to finish gathering information, is this something that you think really worries the Iranians?
What really worries the Iranians is they do not want to be isolated, especially by the European Union, and they don't want to be found out of compliance by the United Nations Security Council. And so that's the lever, really, that we have, because they don't want to be a pariah.
George Perkovich, Vice President at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.